96, Section 2, The Organization of the Executive Branch. As you read, look for elected officials of state departments, major policy areas of state programs, terms, plural executive system, constitutional officer, statutory official, statute, parole, Medicaid, entrepreneur, tourism, conserve, reservoir. The U.S. Constitution calls for voters to elect a president and a vice president. In effect, the executive branch starts with two people, and more are added as the new president selects heads of departments and members of his or her cabinet. Georgia's executive branch is organized slightly differently. Georgia's other elected officials. Unlike the executive branch of the federal government, Georgia has a plural executive system. In Georgia, the voters elect a governor and a lieutenant governor. But that is not all. The voters also elect state executive officers. These officials are not appointed by the governor, but are chosen in statewide elections. They are sometimes called constitutional officers because their offices are specifically designated in the Georgia Constitution. These constitutional officers include the Secretary of State, who keeps the state's official records, publishes laws passed by the legislature, supervises elections, appoints examining boards, grants corporate charters, and regulates corporations and nonprofit organizations. The Attorney General, who is the chief legal officer for the state and the head of the Department of Law. The State Superintendent of Schools, who is the head of the Department of Education. The superintendent directs statewide educational programs, enforces state education regulations and laws, administers state and federal education funds, certifies and licenses teachers and other educators, and approves textbooks for use in Georgia schools. The Commissioner of Insurance, who regulates insurance carriers and issues insurance licenses. The Commissioner of Agriculture, who is the head of the Agriculture Department. The Commissioner directs agricultural or agribusiness programs, maintains state farmers markets, supervises services such as inspections, and expands market opportunities for Georgia agricultural products. The Commissioner of Labor, who is the head of the Labor Department. The Labor Commissioner regulates the health and safety of workers, enforces state labor laws, administers unemployment insurance programs, and maintains statistical data in the state's labor force. Each of these elected officials heads an executive department, each with its own area of responsibility. All of these officials serve 4-year terms of office. Also considered constitutional officers are the public service commissioners. The 5 members of the Public Service Commission regulate utilities in Georgia. They also control the rates and services of bus, limousine, and moving companies, telephone companies, and electric companies. The commissioners serve 6-year terms. Executive branch departments and agencies. In addition to the officials named in the Georgia Constitution, there are a large number of government officials known as statutory officials. Their positions are not provided for in the state's constitution, nor are they elected officials. But their jobs are called for by statute, a law enacted by the legislature. These officials are appointed either by the governor or by the head or directing board of the department in which they serve. Article 4 of the state constitution establishes a number of boards and commissions, including the Public Service Commission and the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Georgia's Constitution defines the membership, duties, and powers for certain boards and commissions. Some of these boards set policy, overall plans, and oversee executive departments. Some perform specific functions. Other departments in the executive branch were established by statute. Georgia has hundreds of state departments agencies, boards, and commissions, large and small. In this section, you will look at several of these because the policies they set affect all Georgians. Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission, PSC, is the only constitutional board whose members are elected statewide. The PSC regulates public utilities, electric power, telephone, cable, and other telecommunications, and natural gas. Although these utilities are provided by private companies, the PSC must approve any changes in rates they plan to charge their customers. The PSC also enforces regulations for passenger buses and household goods movers, moving vans. Board of Pardons and Paroles. The Board of Pardons and Paroles is an independent agency that has the power to grant pardons, parole, and other forms of clemency, acts that reduce the severity of a punishment, to criminal offenders. A pardon officially releases an offender from most of the consequences of a criminal conviction. In Georgia, parole is more common. Parole is the decision to conditionally release an offender from prison after he or she has served a certain part of his or her prison sentence. A person released on parole remains under state supervision and control. The parolee must follow certain conditions, such as getting a job, obeying the law, or even attending counseling. If the parolee violates any of these conditions, he or she may be sent back to prison. Members of the Board of Pardons and Paroles are appointed to 7-year terms by the governor with Senate confirmation. Education. Education is the most important responsibility of state government, and it is the one that consumes the largest portion of the state budget. This is because Georgia needs a workforce of educated and skilled people who can compete in our globally interdependent world. More importantly, our democratic way of life depends upon citizens who are not only literate, can read and write, but who also have the knowledge needed to make informed decisions and choices. Maintaining and operating schools, kindergarten through 12th grade, is historically the job of local government. Counties and sometimes cities establish school districts for this purpose. Over the years, the state has taken on greater responsibility. Today, state government plays a major role, particularly in funding and setting standards in a variety of areas, from teacher certification to high school graduation requirements. Curriculum standards and standardized testing are at the forefront of state-mandated practices for public education in Georgia. The State Department of Education is the executive branch responsible for putting these measures into practice. Many of these measures are a result of laws passed by the General Assembly. The department is headed by the State Superintendent of Schools. Actual policy direction comes from the State Board of Education, whose members are appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The University System of Georgia, USG, is the separate agency responsible for the state's 35 institutions of higher learning, schools beyond high school. The system is governed by a board of regents appointed by the governor. Georgia also has 34 technical colleges and schools that offer training in occupation-based skills needed in the workplace. These include computer skills, information technology, nursing, dental hygiene, and other health professions, automotive or construction technology, culinary arts, and cosmetology. The Technical College System of Georgia, TCSG, is a separate agency. Human Services. The state of Georgia takes seriously its responsibility for ensuring the well-being of its citizens, their physical health, mental health, and basic needs, food and shelter. Human Services is the second largest expense in the state budget. A large part of the funding for health and welfare costs actually comes from federal dollars that the state then distributes. The Department of Human Services DHS, is the state agency that oversees welfare and mental health-related issues. It helps persons who need treatment or support services for mental illness or substance abuse problems. One of its units is the Division of Family and Children's Services, DFCS, which administers temporary assistance for needy families, TANF. TANF assists low-income families with food stamps and other necessities, while the parents enroll in job training to find employment and become financially able to support their children. The Department of Community Health, DCH, was created in 1999 to serve as the lead agency for health care planning and purchasing issues in Georgia. In 2009, the Division of Public Health and Emergency Preparedness became part of DCH. Medicaid is a jointly funded federal and state program that provides health care for individuals whose incomes are below a certain level. It is administered through the DCH. Medicaid recipients include many elderly Georgians and those who are blind or disabled. This department is also responsible for disease control and prevention by providing immunizations and flu vaccinations at local health clinics. Public safety. The executive branch, under the direction of the governor, has the duty of protecting the state's people and property. Public safety rules and regulations are set with the idea of assuring Georgians that they can go about their daily lives without fearing for their personal safety. The most visible part of the Department of Public Safety is the Georgia State Patrol. State Patrol officers enforce traffic laws in order to prevent accidents, injuries, or deaths on public highways in the state. One state agency known to every teenager is the Department of Driver Services, DDS. You will encounter this office when you apply for a driver's license. This department is also responsible for ensuring that the vehicles people drive are properly registered and covered by auto insurance. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, GBI, helps local law enforcement by providing the people and resources needed to solve criminal cases that may extend beyond a county's boundaries. For example, a sheriff or police chief may ask the GBI to investigate arson, murder, or other serious crimes. Often evidence from a crime scene must be tested in a laboratory if it is to be used in a trial. Transportation. An executive branch agency that has a direct impact on our ability to travel to school or work each day is the Georgia Department of Transportation, GDOT. Enough direct routes to where we need to go and the ease of getting there are high on the list of state services people expect in their daily lives. Businesses rely upon streets and highways to get their products shipped or their service people, repair trucks, etc., out on calls in a timely manner. With this in mind, GDOT is responsible for planning and mapping out routes for new highways as the population grows and shifts to new locations. It hires the construction companies who build the roads. It also sets up routine road maintenance and expansion or improvements, road widening and resurfacing for existing highways. Another form of transportation, one that we don't often think about, is water transport. The Georgia Ports Authority, GPA, operates the state's two deep-water seaports, Savannah and Brunswick. These ocean access ports are key to shipping Georgia goods internationally and bringing goods from other states and countries into Georgia. For example, agricultural products can be moved quickly from rural South Georgia by truck or rail to Savannah or Brunswick and shipped out to the rest of the world. Economic development. Reliable transportation is essential for Georgia to prosper and continue to provide the human services and consumer goods where and when we need them. Equally important is the state's role in encouraging a healthy economy so that Georgians will find and keep jobs that provide them with income. Jobs and businesses also generate state tax revenue to continue paying for the programs already mentioned: education, public safety, public health, and safe roadways. The Georgia General Assembly has passed several business-friendly laws that encourage small companies and entrepreneurs to start up or expand businesses in Georgia. An entrepreneur is one who organizes, operates, and assumes the risk for a business venture. These laws include tax deferments, postponing tax payments, or reduced costs for renting or purchasing land for the business. As one of the informal powers, the governor has a highly visible role as a promoter of Georgia as a good place to do business. Since the 1970s, governors have led trade missions to Europe and Asia seeking investment, persuading international companies to build manufacturing plants in Georgia. The governor's trade missions have also sought out foreign buyers for Georgia's goods. The Georgia Department of Economic Development, GDECD, is the state's marketing agency. It is responsible for attracting new business investment, encouraging existing industry and small businesses to expand, and developing new domestic and international markets for Georgia products. Tourism is a major component of economic development today. Georgia's natural beauty, with its coastal and lake waters and mountain vistas, is a magnet for visitors. The state's investment in historic sites with educational exhibits and its recreation opportunities in state parks makes it easy to attract visitors. The GDECD operates a tourism website that highlights the state's attractions and special events. You may have seen popular television shows or movies filmed on location in Georgia, including The Blind Side, Driving Miss Daisy, and Forrest Gump. The state's Film, Music, and Digital Entertainment Office promotes Georgia as the ideal backdrop for film and video production projects. Natural resources. With its scenic richness, Georgia has miles and acres of unspoiled natural resources that are prized by its residents and visitors alike. The Department of Natural Resources, DNR, administers laws passed by the General Assembly that are designed to conserve, avoid the wasteful or destructive use of, land and water resources for the future. For example, the DNR sets limits on the amount of groundwater, water flowing from underground aquifers, that can be used for large-scale irrigation of farmland, prohibits certain building projects or soil disturbance in wetlands, restricts the cutting of trees and vegetation in areas, such as hillsides, that could lead to erosion. Heavily populated areas in northern Georgia, Atlanta, and its suburbs depend upon the surface water in rivers and lakes for drinking water, for industrial use, and to generate electricity. Problems arise when the limited amount of water in the Chattahoochee River and its reservoirs, man-made lakes where water is collected and stored, is so widely used upstream that there is less available for downstream users in the middle of the state. Also, land clearing and the construction of new houses and shopping centers in the fast-growing counties surrounding Atlanta lead to runoff and silt, which can clog streams and cause flooding. Sewage spills are another problem for river water purity. To monitor these problems, Georgia established the Environmental Protection Division, EPD, within the Department of Natural Resources. The EPD implements the regulations for water quality as well as air pollution. It is also the agency that monitors hazardous waste handling. The DNR operates the state parks, campsites, lodges, and historic sites popular with both tourists and state residents. It manages 63 properties that preserve the state's environment and history. These sites offer a variety of activities, such as hiking and biking, fishing and boating, picnicking, ranger-guided walks, and historic enactments for more than 11 million visitors each year. The Department of Natural Resources enforces state laws designed as safety measures for hunting, fishing, and boating activities. Georgia's forest, a highly prized natural resource, come under the protection of the Georgia Forestry Commission, GFC. Forestry Service personnel are active in detecting fires, putting out and preventing wildfires, offering forest management advice to landowners, and growing tree seedlings for planting and replenishing the forest. Reviewing the section, 1. Define constitutional officers, parole, entrepreneur. 2. Which department is responsible for Georgia's two deep water ports? 3. Do you think the Environmental Protection Division is important? Why or why not? Page 104 of Special Interest, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The Medical Examiner's Office of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is the state's own version of CSI. A medical examiner's job is to investigate any death that may be the result of anything other than natural causes. The Medical Examiner's Office investigates deaths that come under one or more of these categories. A. Deaths that are homicides, suicides, or a result of suspicious or unknown circumstances. B. Deaths that result from the illegal use of drugs or the abuse of chemicals or poisons. C. Deaths that take place while someone is in prison or in the custody of a law enforcement officer. D. Deaths that look to be accidental or that follow an injury. E. Deaths from disease, injury, or a poison at the workplace. F. Deaths from disease that might be a public health threat. And G. Deaths in which human remains have been disposed of in an offensive manner. During their examinations of the deceased, called autopsies, forensic pathologists try to determine the cause and manner of death. Cause refers to the medical reason for the death, or why the person died. Manner refers to how the person died, or the circumstances that led to the cause of death. The GBI's Forensic Biology Department conducts tests and DNA analysis of various body fluids, blood, saliva, and so on. Such fluids are often collected at crime scenes. The department also examines articles of physical evidence, clothing, for example. The goal is to identify what type of biological material was a factor in the crime and then, through DNA analysis, to link that material to a specific person. An entire department of the GBI is devoted to trace evidence, particles so small that they can be transferred or exchanged between two surfaces without being noticed. Dust and debris on clothing or a person's skin could indicate movement in or around a crime scene. The Trace Evidence Department runs tests on fibers and textiles, paints and coatings, gunshot residue, hair samples, and fragments of glass, paper, metal, plastic, or wood. Autopsies are conducted by GBI medical examiners at the headquarters laboratory in Decatur and in regional laboratories in Augusta, Macon, and Savannah. A forensic anthropologist from the University of Georgia helps the laboratory recover and identify human skeletal remains. One of the most extensive cases undertaken by GBI forensic specialists was assisting in the recovery and identification of the 339 human remains, unburied or in mass graves, at the Tri-State Crematory in Noble in northwest Georgia in 2002. Page 106, Chapter Review. Chapter Summary, Section 1, Georgia's Head of State. Georgia's Governor and Lieutenant Governor must be at least 30 years old, a U.S. citizen for at least 15 years, and a legal resident of Georgia for 6 years immediately preceding the election. The governor is elected for a 4-year term and may be re-elected for a second 4-year term. The lieutenant governor is elected at the same time, for the same term, and in the same manner as the governor. The lieutenant governor may serve an unlimited number of terms. The governor is the chief executive of the state, the chief law enforcement officer, and the commander-in-chief of the state's military forces. The governor's formal powers include overseeing the executive branch, preparing the annual budget, being able to veto legislation passed by the General Assembly, filling vacancies when they occur, calling the General Assembly into special session, and appointing members to various executive commissions and boards. The governor's informal powers include serving as the spokesperson for the state, serving as the line of communication between the state and the federal government, leading trade delegations, acting as honorary head of his or her political party, and issuing proclamations. In case of the death, resignation, or permanent disability of the governor, the lieutenant governor becomes the governor and serves until a successor is elected. If something should happen to both the governor and the lieutenant governor, the next person in line would be the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Section 2, The Organization of the Executive Branch. Georgia voters elect not only a governor and a lieutenant governor, but also public service commissioners and the state constitutional officers, Secretary of State, Attorney General, State School Superintendent, Commissioner of Insurance, Commissioner of Agriculture, and Commissioner of Labor. Constitutional officials serve 4-year terms, except for the 5 members of the Public Service Commission who serve 6-year terms. Statutory officials are appointed by the governor or the head of the board or department in which they serve. The Public Service Commission, PSC, regulates public utilities, passenger buses, and household goods movers. The Board of Pardons and Paroles grants pardons, paroles, and other forms of clemency. The State Department of Education carries out education policy, which is set by the State Board of Education. The University System of Georgia oversees the state's institutions of higher learning. The Department of Human Services handles welfare and mental health-related issues. The Department of Community Health is responsible for health care planning and purchase issues. The Department of Public Safety includes the Georgia State Patrol. The Department of Driver Services issues driver's licenses and registers vehicles. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation aids local law enforcement in solving criminal cases. The Georgia Department of Transportation plans and maps out routes for new highways and handles road maintenance and improvements. The Georgia Ports Authority operates the state's 2 deep-water seaports. The Department of Economic Development is responsible for attracting new business to the state, encouraging existing industry and small businesses to expand, and developing new domestic and international markets for Georgia products. The Department of Natural Resources administers laws that conserve land and water resources. It also operates the state parks, campsites, lodges, and historic sites. The Environmental Protection Division monitors water quality, air pollution, and hazardous waste handling. The Georgia Forestry Commission handles fire detection and prevention and forest management. Page 107 contains a chapter review of Chapter 4.